I think we're the third rider, sub 30. Pretty impressive start.
I'm absolutely delighted. Yeah, delighted. Yeah. I mean, he always scratches my head. I sort of feel as I have to use every bit of my experience and try and think up new ideas with him to think what works. Tina was in my lorry last night and we were saying maybe we should try going at speed up the A1 before it. But it's a known fact, but I was delighted, particularly with his trot work. I think the trot work was some of the best work he's ever done. And then the changes were good. He's just... poor boy, in his walk, if you see him walk out of the stable, he doesn't walk very well. They always say, good walk, good gallop, but he's not got a good walk. So that's always a dreaded movement, and then he just can hollow from that, so I never quite got him round enough but in the canter work. But the good, well, I just tried to stay very brave and still go for the movements, even though he was a little bit hollow, and I think if I had to lose him up because he was hollow, I still had to be brave and go for it, rather than try and get him round and not be so brave.
And then you've had a sort of busy week as well, helping with sort of your Wesco riders and everyone else that you help. And have you obviously been walking around the course? And how do you manage sort of to walk and help all these guys, and then actually then still I know you're very experienced, but then still focus on what you've got to do when you walk the course?
Well, I don't lay claim to Emma Thomas. Emma's I haven't actually been helping Emma. She's had help from Ian and things. I mean, obviously I have over the last couple of years. But Christina, she came down. She's super girl. She came down last week for 3 days. And I think really exciting with her mare. She did a nice test, but I can see future going forward. It was, improved from last year in the way she carries herself, and again this year. So, and so that's exciting. And then Harry's got two very good. His first horse is tricky on the flat. He's a young horse, so it's all experience for him, but it's a real jumping machine, and his old horse, hopefully he'll do a good test later. But Harry, I've helped a bit, yeah.
And have you walked around the cross country with those guys?
I'm going to do, yesterday was chaotic because I was trying to help Harry, then trying to help Christina, both early and then over their tests. I was watching them, and then
you got to ride your own horse.
Then I had to sign 50 Pippa's ponytails, or 150 Pippa's ponytails, and then ride my own horse. So I actually did walk the course sort of at speed, and I caught up with Chris in a few places. But today I'm going to walk it with all of them. When I go back, have a coffee, change, and then walk it with them.
Full on week.
Yeah, it's always busy, isn't it?